This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, June 26th. Well, the stock market got up on the wrong side of bed today, and I thought I'd just explain why. The Fed has told the banks that they should not increase their dividends, they should not buy their stock back, they need to preserve capital. Clearly, the Fed is foreseeing something that not everybody foresees, but it's pretty obvious what's happening. As the coronavirus outbreak spreads across the United States, the good news is that a lot of people being tested are asymptomatic, they're young and healthy, and even if they get sick, they're going to recover. The bad news is we have rising hospitalization in Miami, Houston, Phoenix, and there's a big fear that any reopening of the U.S. economy is going to have to be stopped. And Texas has already announced that they have to hit the pause button. Governor Gavin Newsom of California is evaluating just if they have to undo any of their reopenings. It's very, very hard to go backwards, folks. I mean, you know, people don't want to be cooked up. It's not natural, okay? And but the more we stay at home, the more we hurt the economy. You know, it's absolutely imperative we get out and about because the velocity of money picks up, prosperity rises. There's just an immense amount of people in the service sector of the U.S. economy. So hopefully we will get a lot better. And but in the meantime, this is a setback. And there's a lot of people already behind on their mortgage payments and things like that. So this is not good. Now, you may know that I don't own banks. The main reason I was a banking analyst in the late 70s, early 80s, I could take two losing banks or savings and loans. I could merge them together, and I could make them look good. Now, I could never fix their cash flow, but I knew how to re-amortize their assets to mask their problems. And a lot of banks have, you know, problem loans that get refinanced, and so they go from delinquent to performing. And that's what I used to do. I could literally fix things out there for everybody. And that's why I don't own banks. I just don't trust them. So apparently the Fed doesn't trust them either because they just put restrictions on them. So that's most unfortunate. So that's weighing on the market. Now, next week we have the annual Russell realignment. It's official. After Monday, the Russell indices change. So you'll see a lot of stocks are being added. The indices act very, very well. Then we go into a long holiday weekend. And markets love to rally going to holiday weekends. Now, volume is light. It's light today. Be light next week. So I don't really stress about movements on light volume. I really don't, okay? Now, today is a Friday. Traders want to clean out their inventory. And whether they head to the Hamptons, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, doesn't matter. The bottom line is the traders want to disappear for the weekend. It's hot in a lot of places in the United States, and they're going to have a nice weekend. So it's a fascinating environment we're in, okay? But it's going to get increasingly narrow, increasingly fundamentally focused. The fears of the coronavirus persisting is going to start to weigh on the third quarter forecast. But I just don't want to take any chances. I want to make sure my stocks that blow out second quarter results are going to have obviously very strong third quarter results. I want to make sure my stocks surprise Wall Street and exceed analysts' expectations. So, you know, it's going to be a very, very good for me in July because I'm going to have phenomenal second quarter sales and earnings being announced. So so don't worry about the bumps too much. You know, we're going to power through this. I will admit I am having a hard time finding stocks. You know, I run my screen. Sometimes I have more sales and fewer buys, so my portfolios have got more concentrated. But the bottom line is our best defense, strong offensive fundamentals for stocks, and they will be fine. Now, one last silver lining I want to mention, the 10-year Treasury is falling, and that's very good. You know, it's opened up today at 0.66 and it's falling. So, you know, with the Dow yielding four times the 10-year Treasury, the S&P yielding three times the 10-year Treasury, the foundation of this market is solid, okay? And I think you'll see the smart money come in and buy from time to time. And so let's not let all the gyrations bother us. We have much better stocks in the underlying market and we'll be fine. And there are bubble stocks out there that need to be pricked, but again, I don't own the bubble stocks, so I don't have to worry about it. So, folks, I hope you feel good about your stocks, your portfolio. I hope you enjoy the weekend. The annual Russell realignment is going to be a big deal next week. So is the 90-day ETF rebalancing. A lot of our stocks have benefited from quarter and window dressing. So even though the market has to go through its gyrations and the banking industry is might become increasingly stressed, we should not be stressed. So I hope you feel good about your stocks, and I hope you're looking forward to the second quarter announcement season like I am, because we're going to just have phenomenal announcements in the next few weeks. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. Enjoy the weekend, everybody.